Welcome in. It's Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We're ready for some good old-fashioned football. The Eagles offense and the Seattle defense, to me, Chris, really highlights things. And we've gotten through the Chip Kelly rumors in Florida, and we've gotten through all the leftovers from Thanksgiving Day win in Dallas. It's now Eagles and Seattle, and everybody fired up for this one.
Everyone is fired up. People can't wait for this matchup. Now, of course, Dave, you mentioned the offense of the Eagles going against the Seahawks defense. I think the Seahawks offense against the Eagles defense is going to be just as intriguing in determining the outcome of this matchup. And later on in the show, we're going to delve into all the biggest matchup that you should watch this Sunday.
Yeah, we'll also hear from the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, who, of course, is ready for Sunday. Why not? He is always fired up for Eagles football. Let's get you caught up with everything happening on this Thursday at the NovaCare Complex. Bo Wolf, our Eagles 360 update, presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, guys. And the news came down from the league office Thursday morning that outside linebacker Connor Barwin was named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month for the month of November, an outstanding month for Barwin and this Eagles defense that certainly has turned the corner, second in the league in sacks, first in the league in pressures. Connor Barwin says it's really a team award more than an individual award, but head coach Chip Kelly says Connor Barwin has the traits that this Eagles team looks for. He explains.
Well, two things. I think it's his versatility, and I think it's his unselfishness. You know, I think, you know, the one thing about Connor is he truly just cares about the success of the defense. So, you know, he'll be the first to tell you that some of his sacks were the result of maybe Fletcher Cox stunting out and taking up two blockers, and he's coming off of it in a twist game. But also, he'll do the same exact thing, and he'll run a twist game where it's an ET where he's freeing up somebody coming from the inside. So that and the fact that Billy can move him around and put him in a lot of different spots, I think, puts him in situations to really make plays.
Well, obviously it feels good, but like I was saying earlier, I think it speaks to our defense and that people are starting to recognize that we're playing well on defense. And we need to continue to play well and continue to improve, and people will recognize the type of players that we have across our defense.
Obviously, all the talk this week is a big challenge ahead for the Eagles offense and Mark Sanchez, who is 3-1 in his four games as a starter for the Eagles. But boy, do they have a tough test this week against a Seahawks defense that is number one in the league. They've allowed just 3 points in each of the last 2 weeks. But Mark Sanchez says this Eagles team is not placing too much importance on this game. Rather, it's just the next week.
Like you said, it's natural for somebody, you know, these guys won the Super Bowl last year, and this is, you know, he played with this coach before. But all that stuff doesn't affect the size of the field, the size of the ball, the rules. I mean, everything stays the same, so you got to just keep your focus the same, keep your preparation the same, and, you know, don't make it any bigger or any smaller. Don't shortchange it either. You know, you don't want to say, oh, it's just another game and write it off either. You would never want to be in that position. So, you know, I think we have a good mentality heading into the game, and hopefully we'll put our best foot forward.
That'll do it for your 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Bo. A little bit later in the show, we're going to catch up with Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, who is now the analyst for the Seattle Seahawks radio broadcast. And Dave, up next, you bring in the radio voice of the Eagles.
Yeah, and you know, we talk to Merrill Reese every week. We try to anyway. He's always around. He's always fired up for the Eagles. And one of the topics we're going to talk about, LeSean McCoy, on the verge of Eagles history. Is he a Hall of Famer at some point in his career? That's next on Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merle Reese. It's good. Hey, I want to start with a... you don't like that? You don't think that's good?
Vince, you know, you're not Joe Conklin.
That's right. I want to start with a milestone. LeSean McCoy, 48 yards away from setting the all-time franchise record for rushing yards. Only Wilbur Montgomery is in his way. 6 years of LeSean McCoy. Merle, talk about how he's grown into the most productive back in Eagles history.
Well, he has, because he's played longer and he's accumulated yards. But Shady McCoy was special from the first time he stepped on the practice field. You could watch him in his very first training camp and your mouth opened. You went, wow. You remember him in his first preseason games. He left people in his wake. He's a special back. The question about any young back coming into the league, is he going to be durable? Can he hold up? And with the exception of a concussion, I remember him suffering in a Washington game, he has pretty much, knock on wood, remained pretty healthy. And he's a great player.
Yeah, and he really is. He's an all-purpose player. He blocks well. He hasn't been used in the passing game as much as I thought he would
be. But he can catch.
But he can be. And he runs inside, gets the tough yards, and obviously makes people miss at the second level. His rise in production, Merrill, to me, the key development with this offense. And then looking ahead, how far the Eagles go in the playoffs depends upon how much they get out of number 25.
You know, he's amazing. I mean, he is really amazing. I think he's the greatest back in the history of the Eagles, with the exception of Steve Van Buren, who played in another era back in the 48 and 49 championship team. So you can't compare a back of today with Steve Van Buren, who was a great back. But I think when you're talking about Montgomery, you're talking about Westbrook, you're talking about Shady, you're talking about the greatest who ever played for this franchise.
Merrill, this game against Seattle, it's the Eagles' offense against the number one defense in the NFL. How do you attack Seattle, the Legion of Boom?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an offensive coordinator. However, they are a great defense. Their pass rush doesn't frighten me. They do not have a great pass rush. What they have is great coverage, the best secondary in the National Football League. So I think the Eagles have some people who can make plays. Jeremy Maclin, when all is said and done this year, very well may end up as the Eagles' career leader, or not career leader, but
season
leader in receptions.
If and he yards, averages, and yards, well, and touchdowns.
Well, the yards is, Mike Quick owns the yardage measurement, a more yardage record, so he'd have to average over 100 yards per game for the next four games. That's a lot. But as far as receptions are concerned, Dave, all he needs to average are five receptions a game for the next four games, and he ends up with 91, and that beats Westbrook's 90, and as a wide receiver, Irving Fryer's 88.
Right.
So he's right in position to become the most prolific receiver in a season that the Eagles have ever had.
And then the man engineering all of this offensively, Mark Sanchez, makes his fifth start here. Made steps along the way, three wins, one loss, and then, of course, the win in Houston. Your opinion of how Sanchez has come along in this offense and kind of how he fits in down the stretch?
He looks comfortable. He's playing really well. I think the most foolish thing I could do would be to try to project what happens in the future, because there's a lot that can happen, and there's another very, very talented quarterback in this on this franchise by the name of Nick Foles. So his Eagles career is far from over. But I will tell you this. You focus on this game and how the Eagles are heading for the playoffs. Mark Sanchez is just doing as good a job as anybody could have hoped for in their wildest imagination.
I mean, this to me, Merrill, this is the game. This is, until next week, this is the game.
This is the game till next week.
And I just see a win here just would be so huge for this football team.
It
would just really send this Eagles team into the final three games with so much momentum.
And as you put it, and I agree with you, it's the Eagles' offense. How do they do against the Seattle defense? Because I don't think the Seattle offense is that scary. They have a quarterback who's very mobile, who can run. He's more of a running quarterback than he is just a pure scrambler. And they have a great downhill running back, the proverbial load, in Marshawn Lynch. He doesn't talk a lot, but he runs awfully hard. You have to stop him. But I think the Eagles can do that. I think the Eagles have a lot of might at the line of scrimmage. Fletcher Cox has been out of this world. They do not have what you would refer to as explosive wide receivers. They don't. I mean, they have Jermaine Curse. They have Doug Baldwin. They're not. They have Luke Wilson, the tight end. They're not a great group of receivers in terms of explosiveness. So I think the Eagles can contain them, can keep the score low. But as far as scoring against them, that is the greatest challenge.
And you're good, Merrill? The 10 days off has been good for your voice? You ready to go for Sunday?
I've been fine. I was ready to do another day, another game, the Friday after the Dallas game.
That's what we like to hear.
I didn't need a day off or anything. I was ready to go.
All right, thanks, Merle.
Okay, thank
you,
Dave.
Have a great broadcast on Sunday. Merle Reese in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme Community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Hey, Eagles fans!
Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Time now to take a look at some of the matchups, Eagles and Seattle. And when you talk about Seattle, of course, you begin with the defense and Richard Sherman. And he's going against a pretty darn good wide receiver in Jeremy Maclin here, Chris.
Yeah, Sherman, the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, had two interceptions in the win over the San Francisco 49ers. But Jeremy Maclin has more than held his own this season. You go back to the game against Arizona versus Patrick Peterson, one of the other best cornerbacks in the game, and Maclin had career highs in receptions, yards, and also had two touchdowns on the day. So certainly, if Mark Sanchez is going to look the ball, move the ball vertically down the field, he's got to do so against one of the best cornerbacks in the game. But Pat Shurmur said that he's not afraid to test it. It's not like Deion Sanders is out there on the field.
Yeah, the other matchup here for the offense, the Eagles' run game against Seattle's run game without Brandon Mebane, their best defensive tackle. It hurt them in Kansas City. It hasn't hurt them the last couple of weeks in wins against Arizona and San Francisco. Kevin Williams has done an outstanding job at defensive tackle. But LeSean McCoy, one of the hottest running backs in the NFL, the Eagles figure to try to run the football, establish the ground game, and that means the offensive line and McCoy working against a physical front seven and a defense with Earl Thomas patrolling from the backside, crashing the line of scrimmage. Thomas and McCoy are going to see a lot of each other.
This must be an old-school matchup because I want to flip to the Seattle offense taking on the Eagles defense, and the first matchup I'm looking for here is Marshawn Lynch, one of the most physical downhill runners in the entire league. So difficult to bring down. Going against Michael Kendricks, who's fearless. He's not afraid to attack the line of scrimmage. He's great at the point of attack. Had a great test against DeMarco Murray. Passed it with flying colors. Marshawn Lynch, he's going to bring the thunder. He's going to bring the noise. He's going to try to be beast mode. But I think Kendricks is more than up to the task.
Yeah, and the Eagles talked all week about it. It's not just going to be Kendricks. It's going to be the entire defense rallying to the football to get Marshawn Lynch to the ground. How about from a global perspective, the matchup of the coaching staff? Chip Kelly against his old Pac-12 nemesis, Pac-10 back then, the great USC coach Pete Carroll, now a Super Bowl winner in Seattle. The chess match with Carroll and Kelly. The offensive mind of Kelly, the defensive mind of Carroll. It extends all the way through all three phases of this game, but really, as a two teams at the top of the heap in the NFC, good personnel all around, it could come down to the move and the counter move in this chess match of the coaching staff. So I think probably of any game this year, this matchup in the coaching area is the one that I anticipate the most.
So intriguing. Now, how should the Eagles offense attack this Seattle defense? We'll wait and find out on Sunday. But up next, we're going to go behind enemy lines with the analyst for the Seattle Seahawks radio broadcast, Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. How would he take on this Seattle defense? And, of course, I do have to ask him about the House of Pain game from back in the day. All that coming up next on Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
It's time to go beyond enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're going to bring in Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, who's now a radio analyst for the Seattle Seahawks. And Warren, as a former quarterback, what is your perspective on how you would attack this great Seattle defense, which is ranked number one in the NFL?
Well, that's not something I'm going to tell you. I work for the opposition, but they are a very difficult defense to play against because they're so good at all three levels. They're good up front. Their linebackers are very active, and we all know about their secondary, how well they cover people in the back end. But most people have really tried to tackle with the tight end. They try to take advantage of the tight end matchups against our linebackers or throwing the ball to the back, out of the backfield against our linebackers and try and make them make plays. So I think that would be one way I would try and attack our defense.
Warren, can you take us through the evaluation, your evaluation of Russell Wilson, how he's matured and grown as a quarterback going into his third season and being firmly the guy there in Seattle coming off that Super Bowl season?
Well, he just continues to keep getting better and better just because he's playing every week. And the more he experiences, the more he sees, and he's going to get better at it. He's going to know personnel around the league much better just because he's playing against guys over and over again now and has a better feel for, you know, what different teams want to try and do against him. So he has complete control of our offense. The coaches have given him that pretty much since the end of the first season here in Seattle. And he's just kind of built off of that as far as having more control at the line of scrimmage, knowing how to get in and out of plays, whether the defense is giving you a look that you probably need to get out of. He's very good at audibling and getting to the right plays. And I think as he's gotten more comfortable with his personnel around him, that's made him a better player as well. So he's just improving only because of all those different facets of experience.
Warren, you've been around some very eccentric, very innovative head coaches during your time in the NFL. What makes Pete Carroll so special?
I think, first of all, he lets his players kind of be themselves within the confines of what his philosophy is. And he lets them have personalities. He lets them express themselves. But he also looks for players that not only are talented, but they also have a little edge to them, that guys that feel like they've been passed over, guys that feel like they have something to prove. You look at a Richard Sherman or a Cam Chancellor, guys who were fifth-round draft picks. You look at a Doug Baldwin, who's an undrafted free agent. Look at Jermaine Kearse. You look at Russell Wilson, who was a third-rounder. All these guys felt like they were overlooked by people in the league, and those are the type of guys that team wants to have, guys that feel like they have something to prove every time they go out and play the game with an edge.
Warren, how closely have you followed the career of Chip Kelly as he came into the NFL, and how would you compare it to when you were running the run-and-shoot offense in the early 90s, as it was at the time the innovative trend in the league?
Well, I followed Chip a lot only because he's been on the West Coast here at the University of Oregon, had a great success there, and ran that up-tempo type of spread offense there for many years and had a lot of success. And now he's brought that into the NFL, and a lot of people didn't think it would be successful, but he's showing that it can be, and he's one of the more innovative coaches in football. And I think you look at Pete Carroll coming out of the Pac-10, you look at Chip, you look at Jim Harbaugh, all those three of those guys come out of the Pac-10, and they're very innovative in what they like to do, and there's a great reason why they're having success. And, Chip just continues to keep, pushing the envelope and making it very tough on defense to try and stop what he's doing offensively, and you got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Did you think that he was going to have success this early in his NFL career?
I really wasn't sure because I knew the quarterback had a lot to do with it, and you had to have the right guy in that position, and he was fortunate enough to have Nick Foles play well for him, a guy who had been in that offense at the University of Oregon. And I think, Mark Sanchez kind of fits his skill set as far as what he's good at. So he's been fortunate to have two guys that are a good trigger guys to run that offense. And then, having a LeSean McCoy and the different weapons that you have, that's definitely important for running an offense like that. So he's got those type of weapons, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's having that type of success.
Warren, we're going to go back in the time machine for a little bit here. Go back to your playing days in the league. What do you recall about the House of Pain game, the infamous game against the Philadelphia Eagles and their vaunted defense?
I remember it was probably one of the most physical games I've ever played in, and I'm sure our football team, especially our offense, when you have a defense like the Eagles had back then with Reggie White and Seth Joyner and Jerome Brown and Clyde Simmons, and you go on and on and on, all the names that they had, they really put a physical beating on us that particular night. And like I said, it was a very physical football game, and they were one of the more physical defenses I ever played against in my career.
It's one of the fondest memories for a lot of Eagles fans, so I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about that. Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback, now the radio analyst for the Seattle Seahawks. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research, and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare. So can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
We
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson had a chance to talk with Lane Johnson, who's back in the lineup playing really well at the right tackle position. Great challenge on Sunday against Seattle. Johnson is ready for that front seven, one that he characterizes as physical and extremely aggressive.
They got explosive edge rushers, very strong. They line up wide nines and very explosive on the edge. And then their secondary is probably their best unit. The team, Earl Thomas, very fast, has great closing speed. Cam Chancellor, another big guy out there. And Richard Sherman, just a very intelligent players with great ball skills.
Make sure you check out that entire Lane Johnson interview on demand on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Johnson, his presence, Chris, has really helped this offensive line.
Yes, it has. And the timing up front, I think, has been key the last couple of weeks. Getting Andrew Gardner settled at the right guard spot. I just think the five guys are gelling at the perfect time. You did a great interview with Jeff Stallen a couple weeks ago about how important the timing and chemistry is.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All day long here. But that's not just the only content you can find here.
That's right. We've got a lot more going on at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Check it out as you go around the website today. From the tech side, Eagle Eye in the Sky, our all 22 preview of the Eagles and Seattle. Mark Sanchez and Pete Carroll cross paths again, formerly, of course, in USC. Did a great job there. Now they're in the NFL for the second time. Sanchez versus Carroll. How will the red zone offense improve? It's been a problem for the Eagles all year. Inconsistency there. They've got to score touchdowns on Sunday. On the video side, Chip Kelly had his press conference today, as did Mark Sanchez. Check out the archive there. And we've got some talk from the locker room. The Eagles getting ready for the Seattle Seahawks tomorrow on the tech side game preview. Seahawks, Eagles. Wow, what a game this is going to be. Bo Wolf and his irreverent look at the Philadelphia Eagles in Wolf's Den. And our final injury report as the Eagles close in on Sunday's kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field. Former Eagles wide receiver Mike Quick in studio with us. Crunch time with Malcolm Jenkins and our Gatorade Week in Review. All that available to you, both text and video. Lots to get to here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro. Chris McPherson here as well. We're back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Eagles 360 returns on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Until then, have yourselves a great Eagles day.